Hello there, paperweight people. We have a great show for you today, but first I get to take a moment and tell you about Bebop's. Brittany's Brick Oven Pizza is a mom-and-pop pizza shop located at 2034 Lanier Drive in Madison, Indiana, and they happen to be the sponsor of this episode. Stop by today to enjoy a delicious pizza featuring handmade dough and sauces, fresh toppings, all cooked to perfection in a brick oven. Also, try one of Susan's homemade desserts and treat yourself to a local wine or beer. On a personal note, Bebop's is my family's favorite pizza place. I'm partial to the Chicken Bacon Ranch, while my wife can't get enough of the Boss Hog Barbecue. Call 812-274-3337 or stop by Bebop's today and tell them that Paperweight sent you. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to the Paperweight Entertainment Podcast, your home for all things Marvel, DC, Star Wars, and so much more. Join Derek and Ian as they tell tales to astonish along this journey into mystery. Grab some snacks and settle in because Paperweight Entertainment starts now. Hey everybody, welcome back to another episode of the Paperweight Entertainment Podcast. I am your co-host, Derek Hoskins, and tonight we're talking about Star Wars. I've had this lightsaber. I've had this lightsaber, and I have not thought to do this at all. We've been talking about Star Wars for, this is the sixth episode, well, fifth week in a row. Anyway, we're talking about Ahsoka. I'm not alone, though. I'm here with my good friend and yours, who's about to pass out, Ian Torrance. Ian, how you doing?
You pulled that, bro. That literally scared me. I was not prepared for that.
We had a guest this tonight. Whole time.
And look who decided to join the party. Okay. You know, I'm not doing too bad. I was expecting to pull a freaking lightsaber out. I knew you owned that, too. And like you said, you've never produced that one time the entire time we've talked about Star Wars.
And we've talked about Star Wars so many times.
We've been talking for 10 minutes already, and I didn't know you had that thing queued up.
Yeah, I made sure that, when you got on here, I was like this. I had it up, and I kind of dumped it down real quick because I wanted to see if I could scare you. That, Colonel Bob, is how you do something spooky.
Tonight
we're talking about
Ahsoka and why I'm not allowed within 50 yards of a school.
Go and check out the most recent two episodes of Silver Screen Scoundrels. You will understand exactly what we're talking about. So, like Ian said, we're talking about Ahsoka. And yes, I do have a lightsaber from Wish.com. Beautiful.
You got that from Wish?
Yeah, I got this on Wish, man. I got this for like $30.
Yelling.
$30 on Wish. Yeah.
That's not bad. I made a little fucking noise.
Yeah.
That's legit.
Yeah. I mean, it's a hard blade. Yeah. It's nice. Wish.com. What are you doing with your eyes? Fix your face.
Wish.com. Feels good. Power.
Feels good. I told you I have like a frog in my throat. I've had like a real scratchy throat for the last couple of days. All right. I'll try and get through this.
Dang.
Ahsoka. What?
Same.
All right. Let's get it together. This episode of Ahsoka is titled Far, Far Away. Which is apt because they are indeed far, far away. They're in a complete different galaxy. Ian, I know that you're on a bit of a time crunch tonight. So what did you think of this episode as a whole?
I liked it. I thought it was better than the past few, the way the pacing was and everything. One of my biggest gripes about this episode is Sabine.
Yeah.
Her fights, what's happening to me? Her fight scene with those hoodlums, what are they called?
The little like marauders or the, I don't know, bandits or something like that.
That choreography seemed awful. She seemed like she was moving really slow. She acted like her lightsaber weighed about 50 pounds. She just seemed like she was like struggling to lift to bring a strike around. I don't think she's a bad actress, and I haven't had any issues with her this entire series. But that just seemed, it seemed like a really sluggish fight to me.
Yeah, that's been my biggest criticism. That's been my biggest criticism of her the entire series, is that I do like the actress. I think she's portraying Sabine. I was talking about that with Alan when we were watching it. She goes, I think that she's a little too moody for Sabine. And so I turned around and looked at her and I was just like, did we watch the same show of Rebels? Like, that was her whole character on that show, was like moody and angry. And she had a good reason to be angry that they go into in the show. But I think she's doing a great job, but her action scenes are just hard to watch because they're just, the choreography is fine, but she's not a very physical actress. You can tell that she's probably not used to doing a lot of weapons work and things like that. So yeah, I agree with you on that. Other than Sabine.
I like Sabine. That was my only complaint. That was fucking terrible. Edit that out. Cut that out forever.
Nope, staying in forever.
I like her acting in general. I did get a kick out of, like, what is it? Is it a howler?
The howler, yeah.
I like that thing just abandoned her, and then later she scolded it for being a bad dog, basically, and he just sulked and ran off and then came back. And then when she was like, all right, fine, you get one last chance, the look on his face, so happy.
Immediately, as soon as she got on that, I looked at Allie and I was just like, I want one of those. Yeah. I can already tell. And then when she yells at it and it sadly walks away and the camera stays in place, I went, oh, here it comes. And you just see it panting and like trotting along behind her. I was just like, I want one. I want to pet it. It looks so sweet and terrifying, but so sweet.
Yeah. When she encountered that little turtle creature.
Yes.
The little turtler.
Which, according to the captions, is a Noti. Noti. Like, that's the name of the species. So that's good to know.
Captions. I'm sorry. Did you watch this with closed captions?
I watch everything with closed captions because I have children that can hear like a butterfly fart from three rooms away, and I got to keep everything real super quiet.
First of all, a butterfly fart. I've never heard that before. Hey! I'm awake.
What's that noise?
The butterfly fart. I don't know.
Daddy, I heard something. I heard it.
It's the wind. A butterfly fart. It's funny because I make fun of you, but I watch everything with the closed captions on.
Yeah.
And sadly, it's not because somebody in the next room can hear a butterfly fart. It's because I can't hear a foghorn standing next to it.
I can't hear very well either anymore, but Allie can't understand anything. Like, if anyone is speaking with any accent other than like any dialect from the Americas, like, she can understand anybody from North America. The second that there's an actor that is not from North America, she can't understand what they're saying. It's got to be like real loud, or the captions have got to be on. And so, like, every person in the show except for Sabine and Ahsoka have an accent. And so, yeah, we always have to have the closed captions.
What?
Yeah, you talked about Doctor Who. When we would watch Doctor Who, I understood everything, like, without a problem. And she was just like, what'd they say? After every sentence. And I finally was just like, no more. So the television in our bedroom has closed captions on always. I'll never turn them off because I got tired of trying to explain to her what the doctor was saying. Like, he said TARDIS. You know what a TARDIS is. Just stop it.
Why is he asking about tartar sauce?
So anyway, the Noti, the little crab creatures, which I would do unspeakable things to protect those little critters. They were adorable as well. So yeah.
Why? Well,
I lost you. We got on the butterfly farts and I lost you.
I just thought it was funny the way that thing like growled at it. And even when he was on the ground, he was still fur, because she was just like, hey, calm down. He just but yet he was still being
a little antagonistic.
Yeah, that's the word.
Yeah, I enjoyed all of those. I really like the creatures just because they look different. There was something about them that were really cute. I love the idea that Ezra has built up his own little rebel alliance on this planet with little crab creatures. I think that's really funny. Yeah, I really enjoyed this episode too, to take the reins from you, because I know that you don't have the backstory. We've talked about this every week. The reintroduction of Thrawn, I love that they got Lars Mikkelsen to come back. He did the voice in Rebels, and his voice is so iconic and great. And he looked great. The blue skin, the red eyes, he looked excellent. His stormtroopers that he's got were awesome. That Ewok with the gold face and the broken helmet, I want to make that. I want to make that. I want to cosplay it. What are you laughing at?
Nothing.
I said,
Nothing.
somebody's doing stuff on your phone. I know it. I saw it.
Yeah, somebody is doing something on my phone. It's
Yeah, I
me.
know.
No check your phone.
Yeah, I know. I guessed that. But anyway, to continue what we were talking about. Yeah,
Fuck
I could
you.
I figured that that's what it was. So anyway, what was I saying? Well,
I'm so sorry.
Ian composes himself.
I'm so sorry.
It's all right. This is gonna be great.
I made a bad decision.
Seeing Thrawn back and seeing Thrawn in live action for the first time was excellent. It was a lot of fun. Seeing Ezra in live action was great. I was glad they got so many things down to the detail of, like, the thing that he was wearing on his wrist, the scar on his cheek that he got in at the end of season one of Rebels, and rocking a beard that looks like he's going to tell Pharaoh to let his people go at some point by the end of this series. So I'm really looking forward to it. Ian is fading very fast. He's going to keep giggling at me.
I'm okay.
Okay.
First of all, did he come walking out of like the trailer park? Like it looked like he came from an RV.
I know. And he's just leaning.
Yeah.
How you doing? How you
These are
doing?
my lounging robes. I
My
wasn't doing a
gosh.
goddamn thing till you got here, baby.
Oh man. So there's a lot of deep stuff in this episode. It wasn't just fan service. So now would be a perfect time to ask you about what you think about all the deep issues that were brought up in this, with Baylan talking to Shin about the Jedi Order and how they failed,
Her name is Shin.
her name is Shin.
I didn't put that together until right now.
Our name is Shin Hati,
Yeah,
which is hilarious. They got an attractive young actress and named her Hati.
Shin.
Hati.
Get over
Although, to be fair, rest in peace,
here,
Chris.
calf.
Kneecap, come here.
Kneecap.
Oh my gosh. But anyway, yes. And then we also got the title of the episode, Far, Far Away. We got Hu Yang saying a long time ago in a far or a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away, which was amazing. That's never actually been uttered in any live action Star Wars, any Star Wars, I don't think. And so
Metatarsals.
that was
Or is
really
that your
interesting.
fingers? Oh,
I
that's
lost.
metacarpals, right?
I don't know. I lost Ian on Shin.
Yeah,
Yeah,
stop calling her that.
they call them fingers, but I never saw them thing. Oh,
Oh, there they go.
there
I get it now. Okay.
All right, get it together. As
working.
much has happened in this episode, there's not a lot to talk about other than the kind of deeper meanings behind everything. The Night Sisters were awesome to see.
Metatarsals, that is in your foot.
Good
Sorry, I'm
job.
sorry. I'm sorry. Go
I
ahead.
didn't remember. I'm glad you looked it
The
up.
sisters?
The
How is
Night
it
Sisters were really
bothering me?
cool. The three Night Sisters were great. I really loved the look of them. They were very creepy. I'm just really excited about everything they're doing. The fact that we are in a new galaxy in Star Wars for the first time ever. This isn't just another planet that we haven't seen. This is a completely new galaxy. There could be different rules here. The Force could work differently in that galaxy. I don't know. We'll see what happens, but I'm looking forward to it. I want to know what Thrawn is collecting out of that tower that they were on. I want to know what's going on with his stormtroopers. Enoch is super interesting just because of the look of him. And I want to know what Baylan's plan actually is, because he mentions that a couple of times, that he's planning for something that will stop the cycle of violence that they've had and the cycle of rising and falling powers. So I'm really, really interested to see what that's going to be about. I don't know that we're going to get all of that in this season. I know that there have been a lot of people that are kind of concerned because they're really liking Ray Stevenson's character, concerned that he may survive the season. And then with Ray Stevenson passing away, what they'll do, you know, moving forward. So that's kind of a bummer to think about, that real life aspect when you're dealing with some, you know, fun sci-fi and fantasy. So yeah, overall, I really like this episode. I think it may have been my favorite one of the series so far. Ahsoka wasn't in it very much for a show called Ahsoka. I'm excited to see her get to interact with Thrawn because she never did in Rebels. So I think that the next couple episodes, we only have two left, and I think it's going to be a lot of fun. So are you looking forward to the last couple episodes after this one? I know that you've been kind of tolerating the show so far since you're kind of behind on the story and everything that's going on. So
yeah. I wouldn't say that I'm just passing by when it comes to the show. Like, I want to be into it. Don't want it to be that thing that I put on in the living room and walk by when I'm like doing laundry or something like that. Like, I don't want it to be, you know, something in the background while I'm doing my daily routine, and it's just kind of there, me not paying attention. Because like, that has happened a few times, but like, I'm not intentionally trying to. What I'm getting at a roundabout pace here is that I am enjoying the show. It's just not as action-packed and great as I thought it was going to be. And I also didn't expect so many references. And for those of you who may be thinking, why wouldn't you in a show called Ahsoka? Because Obi-Wan, I thought, was great. And I didn't watch Clone or Rebels. And I was able to follow that show pretty damn well.
Same thing with Andor.
Didn't expect so. Same thing with Andor. So I just didn't expect this, like this kind of a slower pace callback to Rebels and Clone Wars, which is awesome for the fans that watched all that. But for, you know, me being the guy that didn't, I was just kind of lost at times. You had to explain the fucking Sky Whales to me. I still Which don't is, understand them.
We talked about this last week, and I really do think this is a detriment to the show, because you're a fan of Star Wars. You've seen all the movies. You've seen the Ewok movies. You know about Star Wars. You've played a lot of the games. You're not new to this universe. And so there should not be this big of a barrier to entry for a fan of the franchise to get into the show.
Yeah, that's like what I'm
really,
saying.
They really should not have leaned so heavily into
Rebels.
Yes,
exactly. That's what I was about to get to. They just they leaned so hard, like a crush on that. And I get it, man. Fan service for the people that love the animated series, and that's great. I've got no quarrels with that. My issue becomes like everything has to, you know, I was understand that I thought it David, like he's a friend of mine. David. I thought Dave Filoni, I thought he even said, like, oh, for those of you that haven't watched these shows, like, you shouldn't have a tough time following.
Right.
And I'm like.
And I mean, you can follow the broad strokes of the, you understand you the can. Story, but it's not, it's not going to be as enjoyable. And it really is just straight up season 5 of Rebels. And I think that that was a mistake. If they wanted to do season 5 of Rebels, they should have made it Rebels season 5. They should have made an animated show. They should have done something like that, and then done something else for Ahsoka, did a different story for Ahsoka for live action that didn't lean so heavily on it, because it really is hamstringing the series and making it not be able to perform as well as it should, because it's a good show. But if you don't understand what's going on, you're not going to enjoy it. That's a simple fact. So I absolutely understand. I hope that they wrap it up well enough that even people that aren't big fans of the cartoons, the animated series, can enjoy it and get something out of the show in general as a whole. Because I do think it's building towards something. I think it's building up towards the First Order. I think they're going to try and lay some, I think with these Disney Plus shows, they've been laying the seeds of how the New Republic fails and how the First Order is going to rise. And so I think it'll probably succeed in laying that foundation, but they've got to go with the Marvel method, which I talked about last week, of every comic is someone's first comic. And every Star Wars is somebody's first Star Wars. Somebody will watch Star Wars for the first time by watching Ahsoka. And they shouldn't be completely lost. So that's my spiel once again. So anything else you want to hit before we wrap this up? It'll be a shorter episode, I know, but you know, that's what it's going to be. Unless you guys want to listen to me rattle on for a long, long time, which I don't think anybody really wants to. Ian wants me to. He didn't have to talk. He can just sit there and listen.
No. Listen. Hey. Hey.
That was the worst. That's the worst one I've ever done.
Hey. Listen. Hey. Listen.
Great. No. Better. Definitely. I'll never understand the space whales and how they can jump into hyperspeed. No explaining from that show is going to convince me that that's a thing, because the whole time that anybody in a ship makes that jump, they have to like have certain coordinations in so you're not running into anything. Just have that on standby.
That was at the Renaissance Fair we went to. Somebody had engraved that into wood, and I took a picture and forgot to send it to you.
You should have taken it home, or was it not for sale?
No, it was for sale. I guess. I could have and just held it up every time we said, "Hey, listen." For everybody really confused, I just sent Ian a picture of a wood burning like plaque of Navi, and it said, "Hey, listen." Oops, didn't mean to turn that on. But now that it is, and I can be threatening, don't forget to like and subscribe. Sorry. anyway, go ahead.
I'd have no idea what I was saying.
Cool. Well, since I said that, we're going to go ahead and wrap up. We're going to let this episode be over. As amusing as it has been to watch Ian barely be able to function because he's so sleepy. And I am very tired as well. All right. So, like I said, I'm enjoying Ahsoka. Ian's not hating Ahsoka. Hopefully you guys are liking it too. Let us know what you think about it in the comments. If you're watching this on YouTube, if you're listening on the podcast, then you can hit us up on any of the social media. Let us know what you're thinking about it so far. Again, if you are watching on YouTube, thank you for watching. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, ring the notification bell, and share this with all of your friends. If you're listening on the podcast, don't forget to rate and review us. I want to say thank you once again to Bebop's Brittany's Brick Oven Pizza in Madison, Indiana. If you are in the Southern Indiana area, don't forget to stop in, tell them Paperweight sent you, and get a delicious pizza. It is incredible. If you want to check out our merch store, that would be awesome. We still have got our little spooky season logo in the store right now that you can pick up for a limited time. And also, I'll throw a plug in for Nerd Initiative. If you want to see any of my reviews for comic books, if you want to get anything else with the things that I do for them, I just interviewed Frank from Frankly Built, who does incredible Iron Man cosplay and 3D printing. Go check that out. Links for that will be in the description below. So for Ian, I have been Derek, and this has been the Paperweight Entertainment Podcast. And we will see you next time.